His first love, Friederike von Winternitz, had stayed at home in Austria. She made no claims on him, nor could she, because she was married to someone else. And so she wrote to Zweig in Ostend to say he should enjoy himself with his little girlfriend and enjoy the summer. The glorious summer of 1914, to which Stefan Zweig would always think back in later years, when he uttered the word summer. The two women, the sun, the sea, the kites in the air, vacationing bathers from all around the world, the great poet, a beach slowly emptying of people. The German visitors were the first to leave, followed by the English. Zweig stayed on. His excitement grew. On the 28th of July, Austria declared war on Serbia, and troops were marshalled on the border with Russia. Now even Stefan Zweig was slowly obliged to realize that things could turn serious. He bought himself a ticket for the Ostend Express on the 30th of July. It was the last train to leave Belgium for Germany that summer. Every carriage was jammed, people were standing in the corridors. Everyone had a different rumor to recount, and every rumor was believed. When the train was approaching the German border and suddenly stopped in open country, and Stefan Zweig saw huge trucks coming toward them, all covered with tarpaulins, and he thought he recognized the shapes of the cannons underneath, it gradually dawned on him where this train was headed. It was headed into war, which now was ineluctable. Stefan Zweig went into a frenzy. He wrote down everything at once, in an exact but racing torrent in his diary, which he began to keep again. He could no longer sleep. He was unsteady on his feet. He wrote, "I'm totally broken. I can't eat. Every nerve is twitching." He felt ashamed in front of his friends when he hadn't yet been called up by the 3rd of August. Even Hofmannsthal had already been called up. Most of all, he felt ashamed in front of women. He felt their looks. "What are you still doing here, young man?" they seemed to be asking. He himself didn't know either. He did military service at home at his desk, writing an account for the newspaper of his return journey into war, and justified himself in his diary by writing that only the very last lines of his article were something of a lie. "Never has Vienna seemed so lovable to..."